This week on It's Been a Minute, I talk out the news with my Aunt Betty.
I'm more concerned about the black men that I love than anything in the world because I just don't want to get that call.
Also, parenting in the age of Black Lives Matter and the history of police reform. Listen and subscribe to It's Been a Minute from NPR.
From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. So I've been away for a week. It was a week of furlough, a week of a lot of thinking, a week where I watched a lot of protests, and a week where I listened to passionate voices speak to those long-standing injustices in such powerful new ways. So in this week's All Songs Considered, I wanted to do less talking and do more listening. So I reached out to five artists with new music that speaks to these times, and I'm recording this on the day George Floyd is being buried and memorialized. I'll begin with Gary Clark Jr. He's an Austin musician with a lot on his mind. His album from 2019 is called This Land, and it deals with the racism he faces daily. He recently performed This Land on Jimmy Fallon with The Roots, and after that performance completed a remix with the voice of Black Thought. On Instagram, Gary Clark Jr. spoke his mind, boy did he ever, and in a post called Simply Thoughts. I encourage you to go to that Instagram account and listen. For now, here's Gary Clark Jr.'s song, the latest version of This Land.
This is my land, I'm right around a 20-mile marker. The sky seems darker where I stand. My only partner is the bullseye on my back, courtesy of the archer, a reminder that life is a limited time offer. I'm young, black, and a legend, and considered a weapon by some, actually threatened by one. African essence, the real bodies are buried with the secrets in the silo. For people in denial, though the link is in the bio. The objects in the mirror are closer than they might seem. The shadow of doubt disappears at light speed. Oaks and dreams kiss crossed into a tight weave rope from trees hanging since 1619. Strange the way the danger could inspire major good. I play a power chord and there goes the neighborhood. They after me as if they want to capture me, but did they manufacture me to be another casualty? It's wild.
Paranoid, I've been slow. Now that I got the money, 50 acres in a Model A, right in the middle of Trump country. I told you there goes your neighborhood. Now Mr. Williams ain't so funny. I see you looking out your window. Can't wait to call the police on me. And I know you think I'm up to something. I'm just eating, I was still hungry. This is mine, now legit. I ain't leaving and you can't take it from me. I remember when they used to tell me, run, run, go back where you come. Run, run, go back where you come from. We don't want your kind. We think you's a dog. I'm a paracon, so this is where I come from. This land is mine. This land is mine. This land is mine. This land is mine. Up till the sun comes up. No, I can't stop grinding. And I can't let them break me. No, I can't let them find me. You can be my friend and governor, only if you wanna try me. Or you can be my other friend and judge. Can't you think I'm lying? And I know you think I'm up to something. I'm deceiving, I was still hungry. This is mine, now legit. I ain't leaving and you can't take it from me. I remember when they used to tell me, run, run, go back where you come from. Run, run, go back where you come from. We don't want your kind. We think you're the dog. Well, I'm American.
Gary Clark Jr., the song, inspired by Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land, is simply called This Land. The next voice you hear is from Chloe Nixon, and she introduces her song, I Can't Breathe.
Hello, my name is Chloe Nixon. I'm 16 years old, and I was born and raised in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I Can't Breathe is dedicated to George Floyd, victims of police brutality, and the Black Lives Matter movement. And I wrote this song to prompt people to imagine themselves in the shoes of us who are afraid for our loved ones and find it hard to feel safe around law enforcement because of the color of our skin. And the type of strong burning passion that can dominate all evil and negativity and hate starts with empathy. And that is just really needed because this isn't just a current event. This is a deeply rooted issue. And in order to bring about change, we need people to be emotionally awakened enough to really stick with it. And I also want people to know that there are links to resources and things you can do to help in the description of the I Can't Breathe video on YouTube. And to all who are listening, stay strong, stay safe. Much love.
We are daddies, we are brothers, we are sisters, we are mothers, afraid to lose the love we share, afraid to lose our breath of air, scared to move, scared to scream, feeling queasy, panicking. Growing up in America, we're always told that we can call 911, please help me. 911, protect me. 911, I'm shaking. 911, I'm breaking. 911, I'm crying. 911, I'm dying. 911, come fend for me. But 911 is right in front of me. And I can't breathe, no, I can't breathe, no, I can't breathe, no, I can't breathe. Mama says keep your hands up, Daddy says hood down, pants up. You should be fine if you obey, I just wanna see you every day. But this is far more cruel, there is nothing we can do. Submission isn't danger-proof in a system that wasn't made for you. 911, please help me. 911, protect me. 911, I'm shaking. 911, I'm breaking. 911, I'm crying. 911, I'm dying. 911, come fend for me. But 911 is right in front of me. And I can't breathe, no. I can't breathe, no. I can't breathe, no. I can't breathe. We can't breathe. We're on our knees. We can't breathe. We're on our knees. We can't breathe. Keep living in fear. The bigger picture is clear. So turn off the TV and let's love each other. The news and the radio, they wanna keep us vibing low. We are stronger than we know. We overcome together, creating love together. Creating love together.
Chloe Nixon, she's a classically trained singer, and her debut album is called Anomalous Soul. Now to the voice of Fantastic Negrito in a song that confronts the officers involved in the death of George Floyd and perpetrators of racial killings.
Hey, what's up, Bob? I hope that you and your family are safe in this very turbulent time in our country. I wanted to talk a little bit today about the song that I wrote called How Long? It's off my third album entitled Have You Lost Your Mind Yet? And I really wrote this song about the perspective of what I call the shooter, the perpetrator of violence in our society. It was very interesting to me, like how, you know, this violence had become so normalized. I mean, and some young kid walks into a church and, you know, shoots, you know, 9 black people. A guy in Las Vegas sat there and killed all those people. And we hear about this more and more every day. And, you know, the proliferation of police, you know, killing black citizens. It just became like, you know, eating ham and eggs. Oh, another person was killed. So I wanted to really write the song from the perspective of the shooter, the perpetrator, the cop kneeling on George Floyd's neck, you know, the person that your neighbor that just snaps one day and just starts committing unthinkable acts of violence. You know, I've been doing this for the last 5 years. I've been creating albums that were social commentary, and they were songs about oppression. They were songs about what was really happening at the time, whether it was gentrification or racism or a culture of blame. You go down the list, you know, songs like Lost in a Crowd and Honest Man, even the nigger song. You know, I wrote that song about how we should not use that word. And I was never afraid to really write about these topics. And with How Long, I wanted to write about the pulse of America, the pulse of our society, the good, the bad, the ugly, the unthinkable, and even the stuff that makes us uncomfortable. I'm very proud of it and very happy that NPR gave me a shot 5 years ago at the Tiny Desk, because it changed my life and it gave me the opportunity to contribute on a global level.
We can repeat the same old lies together so fast, spitting out hashtags as I match my bed.
Fantastic Negrito. His next album is called Have You Lost Your Mind Yet? It's coming out in mid-August. Fantastic Negrito won the Tiny Desk contest in 2015, and joining him on his new album will be our 2017 Tiny Desk contest winners, Tank and the Bangas. Can't wait to hear them together. And speaking of the contest, this year we're doing something very different to accommodate the COVID-19 world, something we call Tiny Desk Top Shelf. It'll be a series of live events on the NPR Music YouTube channel. We'll be watching some of our favorite contest entries with our judges. So come join us as we build toward the Tiny Desk Contest winner of 2020. Let's take a break, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
The following message comes from our sponsor, Jack Daniel's, makers of Tennessee whiskey. Jack Daniel's historian Nelson Eddy explains how the brand's long-standing association with music traces back to the very beginning.
Jack Daniel's was a great lover of music. People know the Jack Daniel's name in association with music today, with rock and roll, with others. But it all goes back to Jack. A lot of the stuff that we do goes all the way back to Jack.
To learn more about Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, go to jackdaniels.com. Please drink responsibly. This message comes from NPR sponsor, BetterHelp, the online counseling service dedicated to connecting you with a licensed counselor to help you overcome whatever stands in the way of your happiness. Fill out a questionnaire and get matched with a professional tailored to your needs. And if you aren't satisfied with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time, free of charge. Visit betterhelp.com/songs to get 10% off your first month. Get the help you deserve with BetterHelp.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm playing songs that speak to these times. And this from Leon Bridges, written from the perspective of a black man taking his last breath, feeling his spirit leave his body. The song features Terrace Martin, but first, here's Leon Bridges.
Sweeter is a response to the perpetual narrative of unarmed black men that have died in the hands of police. Sweeter is a response to the racism and injustice that's embedded in America. I want people to listen to Sweeter from the perspective of a black man currently at the grip of his oppressor. A black man in his last moments transitioning and seesawing the scales of life and death. His mind, body, and soul is going through a flashback reaching out for help to premonitions that told him he is in danger because of the color of his skin. I pray this resonates with all of you.
Hoping for a life more sweeter. Instead, I'm just a story repeated. Why do I feel skin dark as night? Can't feel peace with those judging eyes. I thought we moved on from the darker days. Did the words of the king disappear in the air like a butterfly? Somebody should hand you a felony. Cause you stole from me my chance to be. Hoping for a life more sweeter. Instead I'm just a story repeated. Skin dark tonight. Can't feel peace with those judging eyes. The tears of my mother rain over me. My sisters and my brothers sang over me. And I wish I
Leon Bridges, along with Terrace Martin, the song is called Sweeter. I'll leave you now with country singer Mickey Guyton. She's inspired by Dolly Parton, inspired by Whitney Houston. She signed a Nashville record deal about 10 years ago. You can read her story of being a black woman in country music in a wonderful piece by Julie Hyde on the NPR Music site. Mickey Guyton recently posted a new song called Black Like Me on her Instagram account, and the song wound up on Spotify's Hot Country playlist. I want you to listen to Mickey Guyton's Black Like Me. Thank you all. Take care, everybody. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Being an African-American woman in the country music world has definitely had many challenges for me, and for a long time, I felt unseen and unheard. And because of that, I wrote a song about it. And I wrote a song about my pain. And I now realize that going through that enabled me to write a song about it and shed a small glimpse into what African Americans have been going through for 400 plus years. And hopefully can spark change and healing. And that's what the song was for. And I hope that it can bring so much peace to people. And I hope people can hear the love that was put into this song. And I'm grateful to have been in the room that day when we wrote it. It's been really, really special.
Little kid in a small town. I did my best just to fit in. Broke my heart on the playground. When they said I was different. Oh, now I'm all grown up. up and nothing has changed. Yeah, it's still the same. It's a hard life on easy street, just white paint and picket fence as far as you can see. If you think we live in the land of the free, you should try to be black like me. My daddy worked day and night for an old house and a used car, just to live that good life. It shouldn't be twice as hard. Oh, now I'm all grown up and nothing has changed. Yeah, it's still the same. Far as you can see. And if you think we live in a land of the free, you should try to be, oh, black like me. Oh, and someday we'll all be free, and I'm proud to be, oh, black like me. And I'm proud to be like me.